When Jethro, Moses' father-in-law, had left the Israelite camp to return to Midian, the children of Israel set out once more on their journey. In the third month, after they had left Egypt, they came to the desert of Sinai. It was a region broken by high mountains, the mountains of Sinai. Having left Rephidim and guided by the pillar of cloud, the Israelites pitched camp in the desert at the foot of these mountains. Their tents filled the entire plain as far as the eye could see, spreading out in every direction. It was here, in the mountains of Sinai, also called Mount Horeb, or the Mountain of God, that the Lord had first revealed himself to Moses, when he had appeared to him in the burning bush. The pillar of cloud, that at night became a pillar of fire, remained stationary in front of the camp, indicating that the Israelites were not to move on. The children of Israel stayed a whole year in this lonely place. There was no lack of water, for there were springs and wells in the area, and also vegetation, as acacia trees grew abundantly. Although it was a wasteland, there was enough fodder for the cattle, and the manna fell each morning round the camp for the needs of the people. The place was quiet and isolated, and nothing would come to distract the Israelites. The Lord needed their full attention for the important revelations he was about to make. The Israelites had lived for 430 years in a pagan country without any knowledge of the true and living God. In Egypt, they had only known false gods, and many had turned to idols. But now the Lord, the God of Israel, was going to teach them his law, give them his commandments, and show them how to live a righteous and holy life. Moses was given the task of writing this law and all God's words in a book. This was the beginning of the Bible, the written word of God. Moses was a learned man, as he had been brought up at Pharaoh's court, and had been taught all the skills and wisdom of the Egyptians. If he had grown up as a slave, like the other Israelites, he would never have acquired the art of writing. When all the people had assembled in the plain in front of Mount Sinai, Moses climbed the mountain to go and meet God. The Lord called to him from the mountain and said, "This is what you are to say to the people of Israel. You have seen what I did to Egypt, and how I carried you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. If you obey me fully and keep my covenant, then out of all the nations you will be my treasured possession. Although the whole earth is mine, you will be for me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation." So Moses went back and summoned the elders of the people and set before them all the words the Lord had commanded him to speak. The elders gave this message to the Israelites, who all responded by saying, "We will do everything the Lord has said." So Moses brought their answer back to the Lord. Then God said that he was going to come down in a dense cloud and speak, so that all the people would hear his voice and put their trust in him and in Moses, his servant. The Israelites were to consecrate themselves that day and the next. They were to wash their clothes and prepare themselves for the third day, when the Lord would come down on Mount Sinai in the sight of the whole nation. Moses was to put limits around the mountain so that no one would go near it. Neither man nor animal was to touch it on pain of death, for the mountain was set apart as holy. When the people heard a ram's horn sounding a long blast, they were to draw near to the foot of the mountain, and then they would hear God's voice. Next episode, the Ten Commandments.